Today, the city of Seattle announced a partnership on homelessness, a partnership with billionaire Paul Allen. The Microsoft co-founder will spend $30 million on housing and services for families with children who are experiencing homelessness. Now, Seattle is lucky to have so many generous billionaires, Paul Allen, Bill Gates, Steve Ballmer, and many less famous donors. But could billionaire philanthropy also be a threat to democracy? Yes, says author and philanthropy expert David Callahan. We have more and more rich Americans directing their money while the government's cutting budgets for social services and programs. Callahan told KUOW's David Hyde that that shift from the public sector to private philanthropy is massive.
It's big. There's about 30,000 new foundations, private foundations, that have been created in the last 15 years. Bill Gates used to be kind of alone among these new mega donors, but there's more and more of them every time you turn around. Steve Ballmer, another familiar name in Seattle, is just starting his philanthropy in a big way. He's one of the richest people in the world. There's a lot of these mega billionaires who are going to start wielding more and more influence over different parts of society in ways both good and bad. But ultimately, it does raise questions as to who has power in our society.
And there are quite a few of these billionaire donors here in the Seattle area. Who, according to your metrics, is making the world a better place?
I certainly would say that Bill Gates has made the world a better place with his public health philanthropy in poor countries. That, to me, is a great example of a philanthropist going after what I call the low-hanging fruit, vaccinations that can really make a huge difference.
So why is that kind of philanthropy good?
It's good because these philanthropists are going after solvable problems in a way that doesn't kind of bigfoot over other citizens. You know, it's not like the education philanthropy, which is a lot more controversial because that's a democratic institution we care about.
Well, let me ask about that. Bill Gates has also been a donor to education philanthropies. How's that worked out?
It's not worked out so well. It's been really a mixed bag, as he himself has acknowledged, because K-12 is a tough problem to solve. Reforming that system, it's a $600 billion system, 10,000 different school districts. It's that's what I would call the high-hanging fruit when it comes to philanthropy. And those efforts have been very controversial. People don't like billionaires swooping into their school district to make plans for how their children are educated.
So is billionaire philanthropy an example of political activism?
Some of it is, for sure. Michael Bloomberg has been a leader in trying to shut down coal-fired power plants, giving $130 million to the Sierra Club. The biggest donor in the history of the Sierra Club is Michael Bloomberg.
And there's a lot of talk these days about the resistance to President Donald Trump. There's a lot of things happening here in Washington State. What role are billionaires playing in that thing, if it is a thing, the resistance?
Well, every time you have a president with a big, ambitious agenda, it produces a counter-mobilization among wealthy donors. Obama was fought by billionaires like the Koch brothers. And with Donald Trump, we're seeing billionaires like Pierre Omidyar and Tom Steyer, Michael Bloomberg, George Soros, who are stepping up to kind of combat that Trump agenda. And lots of money is flowing to activist organizations from deep-pocketed donors right now.
So what's wrong with billionaires being activists, billionaires getting involved with things that are a little bit political, like education reform?
Many citizens already feel like their voice doesn't count. They feel that the wealthy have too much power in society. We live in an age of tremendous economic inequality, and there's lots of signs that that's translating into political inequality because the wealthy have so many more resources to affect public policy and public life. You know, in a democracy, the ideal is that all of us can be heard equally. And we're far from that ideal. We've heard a lot about all the money and going for political campaign contributions. I suggest that this philanthropic money is another form of money in politics, or can be, when it's used for activist causes. What I would like to see is an America where everybody does have an equal voice in our democracy, but we're headed in the opposite direction with billionaires able to put their thumb on the scale of these issues and really move the agenda.
Why is this happening?
For the past three decades, we've seen a huge accumulation of wealth at the very top of the income ladder. The Forbes 400 have a combined net worth of $2.5 trillion. Many of those people have signed the Giving Pledge, which was developed by Warren Buffett and Bill Gates to induce more giving by billionaires. And a lot of that money, is going to be hitting the charitable and nonprofit sector. And so this is really the next chapter in the historic inequality we've seen in this second Gilded Age.
What's the worst case scenario if this second Gilded Age continues on the same train that it's been on kind of moving forward?
Well, one scenario is that the wealthy end up basically controlling civil society and also taking over many of the functions that government does. I mean, all this new philanthropy is happening at a time that government is facing historic constraints on its resources. You know, government budget cuts are hitting at the federal, state, and local level. That was true even before Donald Trump became elected. And it's going to be more true going forward. And that means government has fewer resources to do things and solve problems. Private philanthropy has more resources. So we're seeing a power shift away from government, which is accountable to all citizens, to these kind of super citizen donors who are accountable to nobody.
But if conservative activists like Grover Norquist is hearing this, he's going, this all sounds great. What's wrong with that?
Well, it may sound great to Grover Norquist, but it doesn't sound great to me. My concern is that we're heading into a kind of privatized future with a benign plutocracy. I think many of these donors have the best of intentions. They want to give back. They want to do something positive in the world. But they're not the people who should be in the driver's seat of American life.
David Callahan is founder and editor of Inside Philanthropy. His new book is The Givers: Money, Power, and Philanthropy in a New Gilded Age. He talked with David Hyde of KUOW's politics team.